And in these closing minutes here, we must not forget to mention, Mitch, we were starting to talk before about all the different things, Lifestyle Expo and everything, the service, the branches of the service that are going to be here.
Yes. Last year, the U.S. Marines set up a recruitment booth to outreach to the community, which was the first time ever a U.S. military branch has set up at a lesbian, gay, transgender pride event. This year, they are unavailable, but the U.S. Army will be there, and they will be doing the same thing of outreach and letting people know what sort of military service is available for the community.
Good for them. And then also the family aspect of this. What's out there for kids? There'll be a lot of parents, I should think, with kids.
Definitely. As Chris mentioned, PFLAG will be in attendance, which we're encouraging people to bring their entire family, their parents, their kids. We will be having face painting by Marky Makeup, which will all be part of the whole arts and crafts area, along with the Big Draw LA. So it's a full community event for all ages.
I'd like a thought from both of you as we get into the final 72 hours or so before this happens, or not even, and Mitch just made this wincing motion. It's like, oh, no. But how can people best support you short of showing up and having a really good time, which they'll do anyway? What do you need?
Money, obviously.
Yeah. Okay.
To produce an event these days, or actually at any time, has always cost money. We do have a donate button. It's processed through PayPal where people can donate money directly. We also need board members, and important
directors.
Committee members who participate in putting this event together. It is amazing the difference this year to last year in the amount of work that we each had to do. Of course, we've expanded a little because there were more of us, but I believe we added about two or three new board members. And that's made a difference. If you know the event from last year, this event is very, very different. It's almost 180 degrees different. So, you know, if you don't have money, then you probably have time. And we certainly would love to be the benefactor of that time. And it doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be a weekly commitment. You can do something for us monthly. Come to a San Gabriel Valley Pride board meeting. We typically meet at Coco's on Lake on a Monday night, the first Monday of the month. But you can email us at info@sgvpride.org, and we'll be in touch.
info@sgvpride.org. Website is sgvpride.org. And Mitch, what would you add to that for any kind of donations or anything you'd really like to see?
Well, kind of along, keep like tagging on to what Chris says. Basically, this is a free event for the public. If people have gone to other Pride events, they usually have to shell out $10, $15, $20 to attend. By us always keeping it free to attend, it's that much more work for us to do, whether it be donations, whether it be actual legwork, things like feeding the volunteers. We're having to get donations to do that. And I'm not like here to beg for money or anything like that. But, you know, please attend. We will have some targeted merchandise at our booth. There will be T-shirts and things like that. All the proceeds go to help put on next year's event and help offset the cost of this year's event. If there is the ability, if somebody has either a store or a restaurant that could help provide food for volunteers, that would be wonderful. Again, sgvpride.org. Trader Joe's on South Lake is donating several cases of water and breakfast bars to get us kicked off in the morning. And speaking of over coffee, Charlie's Coffee House in South Pasadena is donating 480 ounces of brown liquid love to help keep us going in the morning.
Yay, Charlie's.
Yeah, so we're very grateful for those donors, along with some of the other ones, as Phoenix Wellness Center. The David Geffen Foundation gave us a donation. We had several anonymous donations, as well as other sort of underwriting, which was great. So please check out our website, and you'll see who the other supporters are. And who knows? You could be the next one.
SGVPride.org. Let's check it out. In the closing minutes here, the question I'd like to address to each of you, as you have your festival themed The Road to Equality, what changes would you most like to see come out of this as people come together, meet with other people, support gay friends, gay loved ones, anything like that for the future? I'll start.
Since I'm an older American, I would say that I would really like to see more involvement between the generations. You know, when I was younger, I was the younger generation, and I thought, oh, the old folks, you know, they're going to do their old school thing. But now that I'm there, I find that, you know, from the inside, it feels very different. And it would just be nice. And that's one of the things that San Gabriel Valley Pride has done consistently, and that's provide an opportunity for the generations to interact and do something together. One year we had a sing-along, and there were kids from halfway home singing with senior citizens there at the Senior Center in Memorial Park. And the Big Draw LA is in that same vein, where we'll have tables specifically for children, we'll have chairs specifically sized to children, we'll have a plethora of material for people to use. It's not about creating, you know, the next masterpiece. It's about creating a road tile that speaks to other people about your experience, the journey that you've had, and becomes a part of our road to equality.
And what about you, Mitch? What changes would you like to see?
Well, kind of like what Chris said, speaking of the road to equality, each brick is a brick by itself, but all of it together forms that road. And for me, I'm seeing it happening. When I had come out and I had moved to Pasadena a little over 20 years ago, every time I would need anything social, services, anything like that, I had to get in my car, go out to West Hollywood or Long Beach or Pomona. And to be able to have those resources and those connections right here, there are dental places, there are chiropractors that are here in the area that are outreaching the community, saying you don't have to go all the way to another community to feel comfortable and have those services. And I think that's, for me, that's really why I'm a part of this organization, is to expose the community to resources and services right here. And I'm finding that probably the most rewarding part. And the idea of having a free festival in your own backyard so that you don't have to travel, so you could feel embraced. When I've passed out our flyers and cards to local businesses, everyone that I'd gone to was like, oh, great, yeah, just put it in the window. In, you know, decades past, it would be, oh, we have to check with the manager, this is too controversial. And I'm seeing that those walls have been kind of broken down and chipped away. So I just want to keep going with that.
Mitch and Chris, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
You and I have been listening to Chris Ramirez and to Mitch Brayman. Mitch is the president of San Gabriel Valley Pride, and Chris, a longtime board member. They both want to invite you, as does Monique LeBlue, who had to leave and who is the event coordinator, to the 2012 San Gabriel Valley Pride Festival happening this upcoming Sunday, October 14th, 11 o'clock to 6, an event for the whole family. And when you come down, don't miss their Big Draw LA event. You're going to get a chance to make a tile that's new this year to their Pride Festival. You'll find the schedule for San Gabriel Valley's Pride Festival 2012 on their website, sgv.org.